can now leave quietly for Sunday school. Recently, I was watching a Taiwanese variety talk show.
最近我看了一个台湾的综艺访谈节目.
Then they invited a bunch of male celebrities.
他们请了一批的男艺人来,
and 参加. And they were guests, and the topic was, who is the most moral male celebrity impervious to sexual temptations?
他们的那个访谈的节目是 谁是不敬女色最正直的男艺人?
So there were two segments to the show.
这个节目分了两部分.
First, what they did was they did a survey among lots of female celebrities.
第一个层面是他们请了一批的女艺人来做调查.
And then they asked all of them who they think among the 10 male guests, you know, who is the one who is most lecherous and who is the one they find to be the most decent gentleman.
他们问了这群女艺人看这十个男艺人里面哪一个是最好色哪一些是最不好色的
And then the show will rank all the guests based on the survey
然后就根据他们的调查来排名
And I would say that the results of the survey did quite conform to the general image of all these 10 celebrities
而这调查出来的结果 以这些男艺人的形象蛮符合
Those with a clean image, they will rank high. You know, those with a playboy image will rank low.
那些看起来很正直的比较高好排在比较好的名次 而那些比较花花公子型的就排在比较尾端
But there is an interesting part, which is the second part of the show.
但比较有趣的是它的第二个部分
Now, weeks before the actual recording of the show,
在这个节目录影之前的几个星期,
Now, the producers pretended to do a private interview with each one of them.
这次全家假装有这个个人的访谈,
Now, at the interview, they intentionally included a pretty new shapely staff wearing a low-cut top to the interview.
在这访谈里面,他们故意请了一个女专访员穿着非常性感的衣服.
Now, this lady will pretend to be a co-interviewer for the interview.
而这个女探访员就当成自己也是其中一份来探访的人.
And what they didn't know that was that the pair of glasses that she was wearing was actually a secret hidden camera, you know, that will record all their behavior during the interview.
而这些男艺人不知道的是，这个女访员的所戴的眼镜里面有的那个隐形的录影机。
And then based on this video footage, they will once again rank them. Ten male celebrities again.
而根据这录影的记录，镜头的记录，我们再次按他们再次的排列这些男艺人的名次。
And this time, it will be based on the number of times in which they were caught picking at the pretty staff member.
而这一次是根据这些男艺人。 注意到这个你探访人的次数来安排
As you might guess, a lot of them were caught glancing at the wrong areas
正如意料,有好多的男艺人都看他们不应该看的地方
And two of them were even overtly friendly with their touching or unsavory compliments
其中两个还带着不正不 不很合理的身体语言以及调戏。
Now, in short, this pretend interview was actually a secret test, a test on their true behavior when they were faced with an attractive target.
总之，这个是为了记录他们在不经意的情形之下，不知道情形之下，对于一些吸引人的物质所做出的一些举动。
Now, by and large, this the two rankings, the first ranking and the second ranking, was actually quite similar.
总之，这两个调查所调查的结果都很类似。
The best regarded guy from the first interview, he passed the temptations with his reputation relatively unscathed.
第一个访问当中被排列的最好的那个男艺人。是名副其实在第二次的调查里面。
He took only two peeks at the girl.
他只两次偷看两次。
Although one peek was slightly below eye level.
虽然有一次是不太看不应该看的地方。
And those who were ranked low were also they also performed badly during the secret test as will be predictable.
正如意料的那几个在排在最后几名的那些举动也在第二次调查里面不很符合规矩。
So I would say that well the results of the secret test were quite predictive of a general habitual behavior.
也就是说，第二次的调查里面相当符合一般的表面看法。
However, I would like to highlight two guys who managed to buck this trend.
但今天我想特别提出两个跟这个趋势有刀反的男艺人。
Both of them were actually considered mid-table in the first survey.
在第一次调查里面这两个人都是排在中位数的。
Now, actually, they are not actually of the lecturer's sort.
他们不是那种很不正经的。
But, 不是好色的。
好色。
But they...kind of have a kind of a bad boy image, you know. They are not the so-called goody two shoes, boy next door image. Not that type.
但是是有一点花花公子型的。
不是，有点坏坏型的。Okay. Okay. But in the second ranking, the secret test ranking, they actually surprisingly both of them shot right to the top.
但是在第二次的调查里面，他们很意外的是排在前面第一二位。
So they rank first and second. Now, so throughout this entire pretend interview, they did not take any peeks or glance at the pretty girl.
在这个调查第二次调查里面，他们对这个对这位女性完全没有看了一眼。
And they even managed to beat the guy who everybody thought was the sure winner. You know the.
他们甚至胜过那个。大家公认以为一定取胜的男艺人。
Now, do you want to guess what happened?
你们要猜是什么事情吗
？How did these two guys manage to achieve this feat?
这两个男艺人怎样得到胜利呢
？Now, these two in the hidden video footage, what it showed was that they actually intentionally sat facing away from the pretty girl throughout the whole interview.
在整个调查过程里面，他们这两个人故意不要与那位女性做正面的相对。
As you can imagine, if the pretty girl is sitting here, they throughout the whole interview just face the main interviewer.
你可以想象到，在整个访谈的过程里面，他们只朝向那一个男探访员访问员。
另外一个也不是男的 ，but never mind. Okay, the main interviewer. Okay, but not the pretty one. Okay, okay. Anyway, so they did this even if the pretty girl is asking the question, they continue to answer this way.
Okay, 甚至是当那个性感女郎在问问题的时候，他们也不朝向她正面，不正面朝向她来回答。
So you can imagine it looked quite unnatural.
你们可以想象是很不自然的。
And in their posture, it showed that they have purposely avoided looking at the girl.
而他们的身体也可以看得出，他们是故意不朝向这位性感女郎。
So the host of the show, talk show asked them, "Hey, why are you behaving in this way?"
这个主持人就问他们，为什么你们两个人的那个会有这样的举止？
Is it their consistent behavior with women?
难道是你们平常对女孩子就是这样子的
反应吗？ Or is it because you suspect that you know something fishy was going on?
或者你们怀疑内有乾坤？
But everybody said, no, we didn't suspect that that would be a hidden camera because this is, you know, a reputable talk show. They won't expect someday to do something like this.
他们两个答案都一样，他们不知道，也没有想到会有这个隐藏的那个录影机。
So what happened was that the two of them confessed that at the before even the start of the interview, they noticed that there is this new staff member and she was dressed quite provocatively.
他们两个人就承认，一开始的时候他们就注意到这位性感女人穿得很诱惑性。
And in order to behave decently, and that they want to resist all temptations, so throughout the interview, they decided that they would just totally face away from her.
为了抗击这样的诱惑，他们只好一直面对另外一个访问员。
And they intended to shut her off entirely from their line of sight throughout the whole interview.
他们决定完完全全的不与她正面对视。
Now it's funny because they end up with quite a unnatural posture.
但这个造成他们的那一个坐的姿势很奇怪
，and the whole process of avoidance look quite deliberate.
那整个过程也看到他们很特意，很不自然。
So the host wondered, you know, what would be their motivation for choosing such a extreme behavior?
那么主持人很是要知道为什么他们有这样一种不自然的举动。
Turn out, one of them did this because he was newly married.
有第一个是认为因为自己刚结婚
，don't upset the new wife.
不想让他的新婚太太不高兴。
The other one was a new Christian.
另外一个是年轻的基督徒，
新的基督徒，刚信主。Okay. Anyway, so one of the guests commented, "Oh, faith has changed him."
其中一个参与者还说：“哇，这个信仰改变了他。”
Now, whichever reason for this underlying reason for this very peculiar behavior, I wish to talk today about this very unusual act of this very radical avoidance.
受不了。
所以不管这个举动。背后的这个原因呢，今天我要讲的就是这个非常刻意的避免性的这样的一个举动。那 so if we were to say there's this thing such as a level of morality，
如果我们要说有这个不同层次的道德标准
，I think we will agree that such behavior isn't exactly what we call of the highest moral。
我们应或许说没有所谓的不同高的标准。
或许我们不会说这样的举动是很高的道德标准。Now I'm reminded of this story of two monks who were on the way home.
这提醒我那个有关两个和尚的故事。
So they were on the way home and they had to cross this river, but this river can only be crossed by going across this very tricky stone trail across the river.
当他们回家的时候，要经过一条河，而这条河要经过一个很曲折的石头小路。
And you have to hop from stone to stone to get to the other side.
你需要跳，从一个石头跳到另外石头，直到彼岸。
And there was a young pretty lady who was standing by the side of the river, and she was unable to cross it because she was afraid of jumping across this trail.
而有一个很漂亮的女郎站在那边无法过河，因为她怕跳过这个石头 小路。
So the older monk said, "Oh, no worry, I'll carry you across."
而见年老的和尚说不用怕，我抱你过去。
And he did that.
而他也做了。
So after crossing the river, they parted ways with the lady.
过了河以后，他们分道扬镳。
And then, as the monks were almost reaching back home, back to their temple,
当这两个和尚快要到达那个庙堂的时候
，this younger monk confronted the older monk.
这个年轻的和尚就责问这一个老和尚。
He says, "Brothers, you know, we are monks. We are supposed to have this prohibition against women."
啊，弟兄，我们应该作为和尚应该男女授受不亲。
师兄，
师兄啊，
So how can you have such close physical, you know, contact with the young women at the river just now?
你刚才怎么可以跟那个年轻的女孩子这么的接近呢
？And then the older monk replied, "Huh? Who?"
那个教年长的和尚，谁
？Oh, you mean the accident just now?
哦，你是指刚才的那个事件
？Frankly, I've almost forgotten about it.
哦。我差点忘了。
It's true that we have this prohibition against women.
虽然说我们不应该与女色接近
，But I've merely carried the woman in my arms.
我只是把这个女孩子抱在我手背上。
But you have carried her in your heart until now.
但是你却抱在你的心里，直到现在。
So I guess the message of the story is that, you know, if we were to say have a level of morality,
这你是要说，如果我们说，道德有分不同的标准
，then morality of avoidance is actually of a lower morality than the morality of indifference.
所以那个避免接触的那个道德标准是比那一个完全漠不关心的道德标准还低。
And in the context of a secret test, if we were to say that any of the guys, they were totally indifferent to whether there is a cleavage or whatever striking beauty, then I guess that guy will be ranked the highest in terms of morality.
也就是说，在这个第二次的那个调查，如果有人是完全没有对这位女性有注意，而不需要调换位置等等的话，那么他的那个可能他的道德标准就比较高。
I guess what I'm trying to say is that a morality of avoidance isn't really what we call a high morality.
而我在讲的是说，故意避免的那种道德标准，并不是最高的。
And in some ways you can say it can be quite artificial, it can be quite superficial.
我们甚至可以说很不自然，很表面化。
Similarly for the behavior on this radical avoidance that the two guys did.
同样的，以这个极端的避免用在这两个男艺人身上。
And we can say that well, maybe it isn't really the you know most ingenious thing that they could have chosen to do. In fact, it could be quite socially awkward.
或者我们可以说，这样的一个举动会使得这个社交上非常的不自然，也并不是最聪明的做法。
But one thing I have to say.
但有一件事情我得说
，If you think about it, there is no denying that it works.
我们无法否定说它是有效的。
It works.
它有效。
By purposely shying away from this object of desire, these two guys managed to preserve a perfectly clean record of not taking even one pick.
借着这样的决定，这样的避免。他们两人都成功的不需要面对这个性感女郎一眼。
Admittedly, it may look very silly, but it works.
看起来很愚笨、愚蠢，但是却是有功效的。
By setting a clear boundary as to what they will see and what they will not see, they managed to avoid this trap that was laid out for them.
制定了他们应该看或者不应该看的界限。他们达到了他们要达到的目的。
And so, unlike everybody else, they managed to pass the secret test.
所以，与其他的众人不一样的就是，他们两个都成功的达到那个标准。
You can argue that well, it's still very superficial, but you have to admit that it did work for them.
我们或许会争论，这个很不自然，很不自然，但是我们得承认说。它有效。
And at the show, some of the guys did mock their somewhat awkward posture.
当然，在这个 综艺节目里面也有许多人嘲笑他们的那些尴尬的那些身体语言。
But even the guy who came in third, you know, the one who was first in the first interview, first survey, he too had to admit that yes, he could have learned from them.
而在那第一次调查里面拿第一名的那一位男艺人，也承认说他也应该跟着他们的做法。
Now, what I'm trying to show you all this while is that I'm trying to give you this very clear imagery of this very interesting posture.
我要讲的是说，这些相当有趣的这个身体语言。
And this posture of radical avoidance.
这个很极端的避免法。
And in a way, the laws today, for the laws against worshipping of other gods, Moses demanded the same level of this kind of radical avoidance.
在整个崇拜的过程里面，摩西崇拜神的里面，摩西也要求这一些人做这些很极端的避免。
Do not worship other gods.
不可敬拜其他的神。
Keep your focus totally away.
将你的集中力完全脱离这些外神。
Do not even look. Don't take any peeks.
勿看勿视。
And don't even ask about them.
勿言勿问。
Even if anyone dares to suggest otherwise, you must kill them.
把这些人除掉。如果这些人再问下去。
And this is what we call total radical avoidance.
我们叫做完全的极端避免。
And I want you to remember this posture today.
我希望你能够记得那个身体语言的避免。
Now, for today's passage is quite repetitive, so we'll only be reading from certain parts. Let us start from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30 onwards.
我们今天再开始看生命记第十二章。
Verse 30, after they have been destroyed before you, be careful not to be ensnared by inquiring about their gods, saying, how do these nations serve their gods? We will do the same.
第三十节，那时就要谨慎，不可在他们除灭之后，随他们的恶习陷入网罗。也不可访问他们说，这些国民是怎样的侍奉他们的神，我也要照样遵行。
You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, because in worshipping their gods, they do all kinds of detestable things that the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and daughters as in the fire as sacrifices to their gods.
你不可像耶和华你们的神这样行，因为他们向他们的神行的耶和华所憎嫌所恨恶一切的事，甚至将自己的儿女用火焚烧，献于他们的神。
See that you do all that I command you, do not add to it or take away from it.
凡我所吩咐的，你们都要遵守，谨行遵守，不可加添，也不可削减。
If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appear among you and announce to you a sign and wonder, and if that sign or wonder spoken takes place, and the prophet says, let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us worship them, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer.
你们中间若有先知或是做梦的起来，向你显现这个神迹奇事，对你说，我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神，侍奉他吧，他所显的神迹奇事虽有应验，你也不可听那些甚至或做梦的人，因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们。
And the Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul.
神要知道你们是尽心爱耶和华你们的神是不是。
It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him, serve him and hold fast to him.
你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守遵从他的这诫命。
That prophet or dreamer must be put to death for inciting rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery.
那先知或做梦的，既用语言叛逆那领你们出埃及地，就是你们脱离为奴之家的耶和华你们神，要勾引你们离开耶和华你圣所的所行的道，你们便将他致死。
that prophet or dreamer tried to turn you away from the way your Lord, your God commanded you to follow, you must purge the evil from among you.
这样就要把那些邪恶从你们中间除掉。
And then these laws, they will be repeated again for family members, even very close friends.
这些法律也针对你们的他们的很亲的亲属跟朋友。
So you say if your own brother, even your son, your daughter, or the wife you love, or the closest friends, you know, secretly entice you saying, hey, let's go and worship other gods. He says, do not yield to them or listen to them. Show them no pity. Do not spare them or shield them. You must certainly put them to death.
你的同胞弟兄或是你的儿女或许是你怀中的妻子或是他如同你生命的朋友若暗中引诱你说你们不如去侍奉你和你列祖素来所不认识的神你不可依从他也不可听从他也不可顾惜他也不可怜惜他也不可遮蔽他 总要杀他。
And then these laws will again be repeated for entire neighboring towns or and fellow Jewish tribes.
而这个立法也引用到接近的城市跟其他的那个以色列的部族。
If you hear it said that one of your towns, the Lord your God is giving to you to live in, that troublemakers have arisen among you and led the people of their town astray, saying, let us go and worship other gods, you must certainly put to the sword all who live in that town. You must destroy it completely, both its people and its livestock.
在耶和华的圣所是以你的居住的过程中若听人说有些匪类从你们中间的一座城出来勾引本城的居民说我们不如去侍奉你们素来所不认识别的别神你们必用刀杀那城里的居民把城里所有的连牲畜都用刀杀尽。
So 2 weeks ago we started talking about the Shema.
两个礼拜前我们谈到了四马。
And it's a call for us to be totally faithful to God.
叫我们完完全全的对神的忠心。
He and He alone will be the ultimate concern for our life.
神是我们一生中专注的对象。
And then last week we started talking about worship.
上个星期我们讲到崇拜。
And then worship will be God's gracious way for us to allow us to relate to Him.
崇拜是神 给予我们的一个恩典，与他有联系。
And worship, the way we worship will reflect, therefore, on our belief on who our God is.
我们的崇拜反映了我们对神的认知。
And therefore, we must recognize that the purity of our love will determine how much you know we choose God as our ultimate concern.
而我们的 崇拜就是看我们对神的多大的忠心。
And this purity of love will also be determined by whether what is our love for other kinds of temptations.
这个对神的爱与忠心包括了我们如何抗拒其他的诱惑。
You cannot claim to be a faithful lover if you are also a philanderer.
你不能说你是忠心的忠心者如果你还是招商牧师。
And therefore a faithful lover has a posture against other temptations.
所以一个忠心的恋爱者是只抗拒其他的诱惑。
And he has this posture of radical avoidance.
他有这一个完全躲避的一个趋势。
And our passage today therefore talks about this importance of setting boundaries.
所以我们今天的主题提到的是如何 设下界限。
You cannot worship other gods.
我们不可以崇敬拜其他的神。
You cannot even use their methods of worship to worship your own God.
我们也不能用他们的方法来敬拜我们的神。
And any deviation from this is the punishment of death, as we have read.
而如果不遵从，就有那个死亡的判审判。
Long story short, it's about taking a stand and setting a very clear boundary.
那也就是说我们有着很清楚的立场。
The question we might ask is, well, is such radical avoidance really too extreme?
所以我们现在看这样的一个极端的躲避是不是不合常理。
We might agree on the importance of setting these boundaries, but we might also find these boundaries to be quite superficial and subjective.
我们或许会认为是需要设立这一个界限，但是又很不自然。
How much is too much?
到底要到什么的界限？
Why set the boundary here and not there, for example?
为什么，打个比方，为什么是在这个界限，而不是那个界限？
Now, there are actually two determinants on this degree of extremity of our boundaries.
其实这个取决于两个方向，两个因素。
The first determinant is on the strength of the seduction.
第一个是那个诱惑力有多强。
As you can imagine, the greater the seduction, the stronger and the stricter the boundary.
也就是说，那个诱惑力越强，那一个界限就应该越清楚。
Now, in the case of the Israelites, their temptations are strong and even more alluring than what we talk about plunging necklines and rising hemlines.
在以色列的当时候, 他们的诱惑力是强过了世界上的诱惑力。
What we know of, they even in these temples for these foreign gods, they even have cult prostitutes.
我们知道那时候的那些, 异教徒, 甚至有在庙里面的妓女。
And this, and the Chinese have a saying, 食色性也。
中文有一句话就是食色性也。
And it means that it's very human nature to be preoccupied with matters of food and sex.
也就是说，人性自然的，大概对性跟食物是人自然的人性。
And so these temptations also come in the form of food sacrifices that are found in all these temples.
所以这些食物的崇拜也在这个异教徒的圈子里面很流行。
And it is no coincidence that actually this passage that is on the avoidance of these foreign gods is sandwiched between two passages that talks about the food laws of the Jews.
所以在这篇信息里面，我们听到这个崇拜是夹在这个食物律法之间。So
the Israelites, they have to stay away from all this bak kut teh and this curry crabs, you know. By distancing themselves from this, they are also distancing themselves from all this very delectable but yet enticing foreign cultures.
所以以色列人不吃肉骨茶，不吃这个辣椒螃蟹，避开了这些吸引力极强的那些食物们。And
all these foreign gods, they promise many things.
这些外族的那些神。
They promise a more bountiful harvest,
它让你更大的收获,
better weaponry for your wars,
给更好的武器,
and looser rules for all these sexual relationships.
在男女关系上更加松懈的条规,
all this can be quite irresistible to these Israelites who had came from a more simplistic culture.
对于一个比较单纯文化出身的以色列人来讲，是很大的诱惑力。Imagine
a country bumpkin, you know, stepping into the red light district.
你可以想象的那些乡下佬进入的那些红灯区。How
can they survive?
他们怎样过活？So
this is the first determinant: the stronger the temptation, the stricter the boundary.
这也就是说，当你的诱惑力越强的话。 那么，它那个界限也越紧。The
second determinant is on the cause and severity of any unfaithfulness.
第二个取决的因素是看那一个对于效忠程度会影响到我们对神效忠的程度。第二个取决是如果你不忠心的所带来的代价。And
in the case of the Israelites, their complete devotion to Yahweh is tied to the survival of the nation.
以色列人对于神的忠心是牵涉到他们国家的生存。
And so Yahweh had promised a blessing and eternity if they are faithful in their worship, but there will be judgment on their unfaithfulness.
雅惠答应了他们，如果他们对神的忠心，他们的国家受到祝福。但是他们的背叛，他们也需要遇到审判。
And therefore, it's no coincidence that you know the prophets has described any form of idolatry as adultery.
所以也不是巧合的，先知们将不忠心当成是啊、这个 adultery
犯奸淫，
犯奸淫。
And so it was therefore this unfaithfulness we know that lead to the eventual demise of the two kingdoms, the kingdom of Israel and Judah, to foreign oppression.
所以这一个不忠心也造成了最后南分以色列分成南北国，也面对了、外来势力的欺压。
And this idolatry that leads to oppression, it was true in the time of the judges.
这样的一个审判也很实际的记录在四世纪。
And it was true also in the time of the exile.
也在了那个被掳归回时期。
Now, I think that there is both things.
哦，所以这是两件事情。
It was the high seductiveness of all these foreign cultures.
这对于外来文化的那些诱惑力。
And also the high cost of judgment in the end.
还有就是我们面对了最后审判的代价
that led Moses to such a high degree of boundaries for the Israelites with regards to other gods.
致使到摩西给这么严厉的一个条规给以色列人
Their behavior must exhibit radical avoidance.
他们是需要很坚决的躲避这些罪恶之事
Their posture must be very clear.
他们的生活身体语言要非常是非在这方面非常的强。
They cannot allow even one peek.
他们甚至不可以闭眼看一眼。
Do not even be curious.
也不可以好奇。
Don't even think about it.
更不用去想。
That was the message and purpose of all these laws.
这个就是这个法立法的目的。
But unfortunately, we know that they did take one peek.
但是我们很不幸的，我们知道他们看了一下
，and that peak led to further desires，
而这一瞧就制造出更大的意念
，and all those desires eventually broke their marriage with God，
而这个意念最终也破坏了与神的婚姻。
Now this law may appear quite harsh to us today，
这些律法在我们现在看来是非常的严重。
But in light of history, we can say that these boundaries were there for a good reason.
但是我们从历史里面去看，我们知道这样的一个界限是需要的。
Now, what can we learn from these laws, in our passage today, then?
Now, 我们今天从这个立法里面学到什么呢？
We certainly cannot apply them literally. Don't let anybody go and kill anyone.
我们当然不能够以文字来解释这一段。
We know that therefore they were issued for a very specific context at that time.
他们是有着特强的针对性的时机来给这样的立法。
And it's almost impossible to know whether they were even carried out in more than a few instances.
我们甚至很难知道到底有没有在被实行。
From what we know, even the Israelites themselves, all these matters of capital punishment, they also didn't take them very literally.
我们也知道，就是以色列人他们也很少有这样的一个记录，就是引用这些实际的身体立法。
But just because it's not literal doesn't mean it's not serious. They must be taken seriously.
但这不意味着他们没有文字上的根据，那么就没有把这样的事件很严肃的对待。
And so for my personal take on the modern application is the same.
而这个对于我来讲，对于道德个人道德标准的事情也是一样。
So on this matter of foreign gods, we do not have to be literal, but we have to be serious.
所以对这些外来的信仰，我们不需要字面上的去了解，但是我们需要很严肃的对待。
And what do I mean by serious then?
那么我所谓的严肃对待是什么意思呢？
I believe we have to set very clear boundaries for ourselves.
我相信我们需要设定很清楚的界限。
So remember, you need to have a posture. What posture do you choose?
我们记得我们应该有怎样的 做事。
What, how, you should know best what boundaries is good for you.
你应该知道你自己的界限应该在哪里。
Now in my beginning analogy, I use the analogy of sexual temptations.
我一开始是用那个色情的这个诱惑来做比喻。
And the, I believe the temptations of foreign gods is about the same.
我也相信对于外来神的这个诱惑力也是一样的。
You might think that, oh, there's no way I'll be unfaithful.
你会就想，哦，我不会不效忠不敬忠。
But remember, curiosity killed the cat.
但记得你的诱惑，你的那个好奇心会也会成为你的致命伤。
It always starts with something innocent.
通常就是在一些无知的一个动机。
But you might be wandering slowly into danger zone.
而渐渐的，你步入那危险的范围。
So what sort of boundaries should you set?
而应该怎样的界限？我们应该设定怎样的界限呢
？Remember the two determinants is on the strength of the temptation and the cost of a mistake.
记得我们的两个主要的取决因素，第一个是那个诱惑力的强制性，以及我们所要面对的惩罚。审判
and if you know that you are easily tempted,
如果我们知道我们是很容易的被诱惑
and the cost of losing your faith is very grave,
而失掉信仰的机会很高
then it might be wiser for you to set a stricter boundary.
那么我们就应该比较有智慧的设立更强的界限
Now some church members occasionally ask me for advice.
有时候有一些会友们问牧师有一些意见
advice on subjects like you know, can we do believe in things like 风水 or horoscopes?
就好像可不可以相信风水或者占星术
those that are more angmoh will believe the angmoh zodiacs, English zodiacs, those more Chinese have the Chinese zodiacs.
如果比较西方化的是相信这些西方的这些迷信，东方的是相信东方的
那个 zodiac star signs. Okay, anyway, so there are also a lot of activities that have very indirect religious overtones, like maybe Tai Chi or yoga.
有一些是比较间接的与信仰有关系，譬如太极或者是瑜伽。
Some things are more New Age. Can you believe in things like fortune or luck or karma?
或有一些是比较相信的是像幸运不幸运气或者是报应
Now I wish I can give you a straight answer but I really can't
我希望我能够给你们直接的答案但是我无法
Many things are like stealing a peek
很多东西就好像在偷看一眼
That peek can mean nothing to you and that might be true
那一偷看眼对你来讲是没什么，或者是真的。
But for somebody else, that might lead to something further.
但对另外一个来说，可能就是犯罪的开始。
So your decision and the ensuing action actually speaks more about you than actually the thing in itself.
所以应该怎样到将界限是很大东西取决于你本身自己，而不是那个物件。
You should know yourself and the boundaries that you will need.
你应该知道你自己。也知道自己应该设定的界限。
So I often think about these two guys in the Taiwanese show.
我突然想到那个综艺节目的两个男艺人。
So they know the boundaries that they need, and I would say that it works for them.
他们知道自己所应该的界限，而也对他们很有效。
I say good for them, you know, it works.
我说这对他们好。很有效。
So what if the strict boundaries may sometimes make you look out of place?
那么这个很严的界限使得他们看起来很与人格格不入又怎样
if it works for you, then I say good for you.
如果对你有用那就用吧。
So even though I cannot give you a clear set of rules to follow,
虽然我不能够给你很清楚的那个条规来跟随
or to customize a set of boundaries for each one of you
或者是给你们每个人设定不同的界限
but I can share with you my own personal set of boundaries
但是我可以跟你们分享我本身的界限
Now, in the show, the well-regarded guest who came in third, he said something quite meaningful to me.
在那个综艺节目呢，排第三名的那一个男艺人，讲了一些对我来讲很有教育性的话语。
He often has this very clean image, and someone commented that, you know, his guarded actions towards other women can sometimes be quite prudish or pretentious.
他的对于异性的一些行为，在很多人看来可能是很装作，很不自然。
And this guest who happens to be who is married and happens to be a Christian, this is what he said.
而这个第三个男艺人也刚巧是基督徒，也结了婚。
So he said, "For me, it's about respecting my wife and setting a clear sending a clear message to everybody else that I'm not an easy person."
对他来说，他就是要告诉人家，我要尊重我的太太，那么我也不是这样随意的人。
And I think it makes sense for me in all kinds of ambiguous activities.
这个对我来讲是一个在一些混杂不清的活动上面很清楚的表达。
You know, the activity may or may not have to do with other gods, or these gods may be real or unreal, whatever.
那些以参与这个神是否是真或者是不是真神的一些活动。
And every time I guess this is the principle that I will use in which I will use to set my boundaries.
这个是我设立的原则的一个做法。
I'm sending a message.
我要告诉一个很强的信息。
Because sometimes in travels, maybe you come across a wishing well.
有时候你在去旅行的时候看到那个许愿井。
Or maybe there is this tree or this artifact. Maybe you can hang a prayer or you can write your well wishes, whatever. Some very iffy. A lot of things are very ambiguous.
就好像一些神器等等，让你写你们的心愿的一些东西。
Or some things have healing power or whatever.
或者一些是有那个医治的功效。
Now, I know in my heart that most of these things have no real power in itself. But nonetheless, I set the boundary.
但虽然是这样，我还是很清楚地设立我的界限。
I set the boundary not because taking a peek at these gods or other practices is that big a deal.
我这个界限不是做对这个外神有一个
It's true, taking a peek is not a big deal in itself.
是，对，没错，这样看一下，对我来讲可能没有什么。
But I choose to do it because I respect God, and others will know that therefore I'm serious about my faith.
我这样子说，是让，第一是我要尊重我的神，第二也要让人家知道我对于我的信仰的真实性跟严肃性。
So remember the posture.
记得。 那个身体语言,
the posture sends a message that I respect my God and others should know that I'm serious about my faith.
我这个行为是因为我尊重我的神，而也让别人知道我对神的尊重。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we love you. And this love, Lord, comes from you, a love that is based on the covenantal love, a love that is faithful, a love that is devoted, a love that lasts forever. Lord, continue to be with us and let us experience this complete love that we learn how to love you. And in all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.